First of all, I want to thank the fans for coming out in numbers. I tell you what, atmosphere makes a big difference, and you saw our guys take it up to another level. I thought that was – we played pretty good defense at times, but when you play against a Texas Tech team that's one of the hotter teams in the league and in the country, and you do the things we did to them in the second half, again, that's a credit to our players and again, to our fans for creating a great environment. I thought defensively we did a lot of good things. Our bench continues to play well. And as I say, you can see the improvement. But I think one of the things that really is different with our basketball team, I think, are the decisions that we're making offensively. We're trusting one another. And that's the process I talked about with our basketball team. But again, if there's anything we're going to hang our hats on, it's going to be our defense. And I thought tonight, defensively, we were in a lot of places and doing a lot of good things.
Started talking about the fans, considering what had happened with your other two huge crowds that you expected. Did you expect to play the Locust today or something? You've had snow, you've had ice. Did you halfway expect something bad's going to happen? They're not going to be able to come.
No, never in my mind. Next question.
Coach, going back to the fans, after Texas Tech made their run at the end of the first half, how much did the crowd help you guys on that run to start the second half?
Well, I thought it was going back and forth. Nobody was doing any scoring, so evidently it was some good defense or some bad offense, one of the two. But eventually, once we did score, I thought it kind of ignited our defense, and our fans got into it, and our guys were able to sustain a run. I think that's where the crowd it plays big. It makes a big difference with our basketball team and the opposing teams. But again, our defense. Again, it continues to get better. We had a lot of guys, gave us some quality minutes. Steph, I mean, when you look at Kalen Ground, I thought he got us going, gave us an inside presence in the first half. And Leo comes in and piggybacks off of him and does an outstanding job, I think, in the second half. So, again, a total team effort.
You said it's good defense or bad offense for that 10-minute stretch where they didn't have a point. I mean, was your defense far better then, or did they just miss some shots?
Well, I thought our defense was – I thought we were in the right places. I think we kept mixing up our defense, and our guys were – we had a lot of energy. I thought they extended a lot of energy. When you have the game going the tempo we had, and you got to play offense and defense, and we made them play defense even on offense, we were a little bit more patient with the basketball, and it takes its toll. I mean, Zeno and Jackson played – the whole first half. And I know my guys were exhausted out there. So, fatigue, I thought, played a big part in this particular game.
Mike, were you aware that Burgess and Plefka were hurt? I mean, I'm sure they
No, I had no idea. I have no idea.
Were you even aware that they weren't in the game?
No, well, at the beginning of the game, of course, they didn't start. And, of course, you watched them play Kansas. You watch them play Texas A&M. And they were huge contributors in those particular games. So you expect, anytime you show up, I show up, I expect everybody to play. Even when I read it where you said they injured, I expect everybody to play.
Coach, can you talk about the defense you guys played on Jackson? He only had 4 for 12. He's averaging 20 points, specifically Jason.
Well, I thought we did a good job. Again, our guys, wherever he was, and we switched at times, but I thought our guys were on the same page in terms of, when you play against a motion type offense, and I thought the key was our guys had pressure on the basketball, and all the guys away from the ball were in position to help. And again, Jarrez is a very good basketball player. He's not going to go 4 for 12 every night. And I know that personally because he's a very outstanding young man and a very good basketball player. No, he just said, you guys are doing a good job. He told me that, he told me at the end of the game, said, Coach, you're doing a very good job with your basketball team. I like him, so. Pardon me? Well, it was Missouri versus Texas Tech. That's how I said. Our team, we played at home, and you want to defend your home turf. We hadn't played well in the previous two games in conference play, so I thought it was due time that we did play well. And we have played well, but, we're just figuring out the things of learning how to win. And I think that's what this team continues to try to learn how to win.
Coach, offensively and defensively, was this Leo's most complete game this year?
I think so. I think Leo is starting to figure it out. And, Leo's a tough matchup for a lot of people. He has size, he's skill, and again, now he's starting to get in there and bang a little bit. He's playing all out, and I think that's the biggest task for our myself and our coaching staff was to get him to go all out. And I think even as he's coming off the bench, I think it's helped him, because now Caitlin Grimes, he's the physical guy, and he kind of sets everything up. And so it allows Leo to come in and create that mismatch, because Caitlin was giving us a presence inside. He was scoring. I mean, every time he caught it, he made great decisions. He was rebounding the basketball. But Leo gives you a different type, because they played a perimeter oriented lineup. They had four guards, and Dora could step out. All those guys could step out. So it was kind of matching up with what the personnel they had out there. Pardon me?
Do they push each other, Leo and Kalen?
Do they push each other?
Compete with each other? And make
I hope so. Yeah, it should be. I mean, it's, you know, we're our basketball team. It's going to be somebody every night. And that's how it should be, because who are you going to key in on? I thought tonight, you know, Stephon played again. He continues to play a smart floor game, with the exception of the behind-the-back pass to KG, which we talked about. but he's doing a lot of different things. You see his defense intensity is picking up. And, and he kind of keys a lot of things we do. But different guys. You know, Horton made some shots tonight. I thought he played well at times. Keon Lawrence gives a spark off the bench. And so, again, people key in on Matt. So we got some other guys that can do some things. I think Darryl Butterfield is continuing to help our basketball team be a different team.
Did you sense this kind of a game coming from?
Well, you can just see our guys are getting better. I think the confidence, you know, the Colorado game was huge for our basketball team in terms of learning how to win. I mean, we've been in position to win games, but now you got to make the plays to make winning play. And sometimes winning plays are stops. So I saw us get some key stops tonight at critical times, and those stops end up going to be layups and dunks. And so that's the thing I'm looking for our basketball team to, but again, they're improving, and that's all I want them to continue to do. Pardon me?
What's Volker's status?
He's practiced, he's one of those guys that it could be the next game he could play, but he's starting to practice a little bit. He's in a little pain.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about Butterfield and the intensity he brings to you?
Well, I think Butterfield gives us a toughness. He gives us a different type of toughness when you talk about it. And he has a good basketball IQ. He plays hard. He rebounds. He rebounds the balls that are away. You know, some guys can rebound the ball when they come to him, but he can go get the basketball. And he can guard a guard. He can guard a forward. But I think he gives us that physical toughness. And I think offensively now, he's starting to fill in the flow. You saw him. He can knock down some shots. And he probably want to knock down a lot more, but that would come in time. But again, I think he just gives us Marshall got in foul trouble. You saw him insert it right in there, and he did a good job.
Take one more, please. Are you running out of ways to remind Marshall about foul trouble?
Well, I think he just keyed. Marshall just kind of keyed up. And sometimes, you know, he's playing well, and he wants to do something so bad. You know, sometimes you want to, and sometimes you just got to – got to relax and just go ahead and play basketball and let it take place. But he'll get better, and I think he will. All right. Thank you.